Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's the set. 3-2. Swung on and popped up, back of second. Shallow right. Taylor drifts in. He corrals it, and the Pirates swept in New York.
We have to have better at-bats. I mean, we've up until this series, we've had pretty consistent at-bats, and in this series we got pitched to, and we need to make an adjustment, and, you know, probably a good time for an off day.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
Yeah, there at the end, that's Tampa Bay Rays closer Peter Fairbanks, but I think it captures the spirit of that series in Flushing, New York, which I'm sure the Pirates wish they could flush. You like that one, Doran?
I do.
They lose their first series of the year, but worse yet, they get swept by a team that nobody likes. Who likes the Mets? Mets fans. That's it. Muck the Fets. First time I've done that one on the air.
I was about to do it, and I almost didn't say it right.
The pause between me saying nobody likes the Mets and then me saying muck the Fets felt like it was longer than it probably was. I'm never doing that again.
No. Yeah, please.
I'm never doing that again. I heard Starkey do it yesterday, and he did it so effortlessly I thought I could. No, there's a speed bump in my head. So never again. You lose 9-1 yesterday. You had a lead, the Pirates did, in every game of the series. And don't look now, the Bucks have won just two of their last eight games. They were sitting here at 9-2, and David Bednar blew it up, and we had booing gate. And now they're 11-8. Are we worried? Big deal. Reasons for concern. Where are we on this team right now?
I kind of knew that they were going to go through their ups and downs.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not worried. I'm right back to where I was at the beginning of the season. And you can't let this lead into the Red Sox series. You're coming back home and you lose three straight there, which would be seven straight, you know, in a row. I mean, well, you'd be seven straight in a row. So two series in a row. You can't let that happen. That's where I say this season and this team has to at least cut those losing streaks in half. Now, we talk next week, and, you know, that's the case, then it's going to be a different story. But right now, it's still, for me, too early. O'Neill Cruz, we were worried about him a little bit. He had two hits yesterday, so I think he's starting to find his demeanor again. So I'm not too worried, but I'm aware. I'm aware of what's been going on.
I think this upcoming homestand is really important.
Yes.
And it's April. But we just saw it with the Penguins. These games count. This is a division where every team is capable of winning 80 or more games. I kind of like what the Cubs are doing. The Brewers are just, I have to give them points for their stick-to-itiveness. I thought that they would have a bad season. They're playing pretty well so far. We'll see where it all goes. Again, it's early, but your point's a good one, man. Okay, so you get swept out of Queens, or Flushing. Queen, whatever it is. You get swept out of Metsville. I think you got to go at least 4-3 on this homestand. Just to right the ship, just to feel good about yourself with a young team, even though there is veteran leadership here, you don't want to see this thing spiral out of control. But there are specific guys that I am concerned about, and that list is now ever growing. Don't look now. David Bednar goes in there for 2/3 of an inning, gives up 3 runs. His ERA is 13.5. We just played you the audio from Peter Fairbanks, the closer for the Tampa Bay Rays.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
He blew the save last night. He's got an ERA of 9. David Bednar's ERA is 13.50. That's no good. The strength of this team was supposed to be the bullpen. Stratton comes in, gives up 4 runs in an inning. I'd about ship his butt to AAA. He's got a 5.40 ERA. Ryder Ryan's ERA 4.32 for a reliever that doesn't do it necessarily for me. Bednar, no good right now. Aroldis Chapman we saw in this series, leaking oil. What was supposed to be the strength of this team over the course of this series has shown to be the soft underbelly of this team. Doesn't mean it's going to be that way all season long, but I now have my concerns. I look at the lineup. O'Neill Cruz gets off the schneid a little bit. He goes 2-for-4. He hit a ball really hard that wound up not being a hit. He hit a ball not all that hard that wound up being a hit. So it all evened out. Okay, exhale on him a little bit. The strikeout numbers, my sweet God, have to come down. Connor Joe is turned back into Connor Joe. Rowdy Tellez is hitting 231. Jack Sawinski goes over. He's hitting 172. Jared Triolo is hitting 234. Henry Davis is an absolute unmitigated disaster, hitting 173. Like, the bright spot in the lineup yesterday is Alika Williams, who's hitting 318. A lot of guys right now are underperforming. And, hey, you could take that positively and say, they're 11-8 despite all this. What's odd is the rotation that we thought would be bad has probably been the strength to this point. But there's a lot of guys that we collectively as Pirates fans came into the season really thinking they'd have to count on that just aren't getting it done right now.
Is it ever going to get on the same page with this team? That's kind of what I question. And Kalas, you can chime in here as well. Like, is it ever going to be the starting rotation's playing well, the bullpen's playing well, and they're hitting well, and they're filled? Like, are they ever going to be at that point, or are we just going to see a team that is going to get through the season with playing well at different positions in different terms in at different spots of the season?
That's the mark of a bad team.
But despite that, winning games.
Well, right now they are, but you know, early in the season they weren't fielding well, right? And we're thinking, okay, they'll and it still is early, but earlier in the season they're making all kind of mistakes. I mean, even Key Brian Hayes had 3 errors. You don't expect that to continue. You expect, if he's in the lineup, if he hits well enough, Jared Triolo to figure out second base and field well. You like Taylor in the outfield. He's gold glove capable. Jack Sawinski, Brian Brown. You think they should be able to play good defense. This has been a bad defensive ball club. And they run into outs on the base paths. O'Neill Cruz almost suffered another freak injury yesterday because he's got a little Gregory Polanco in him. He kicked himself. He kicked his shin he kicked his calf and fell over.
You know, you mentioned Connor Joe earlier as well.
He spiked one into the ground in the outfield.
So he's extra frustrating for me. And that was, I mean, that's a freak thing that happens. But like last April, he also started hot.
Yep.
But then he struggled. And then in spring training, he was fine. So the team was like, yeah, you know, we'll keep him. You know, we have confidence in the guy. And he's doing the same thing this year. And that to me is frustrating. Like, great. He starts the season out well, but he doesn't have the stats to bring it for the long haul. I feel like we already know that.
He's right. He's just a guy. And I understand the idea of platooning him with Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah.
I think it might bear fruit over the course of the year. I really believe that. But he's like a 24, 25, 26 man on a roster.
Yes.
And he hit third yesterday. Now, I understand they're dealing with things. Joey Bart was supposed to play.
And he didn't. Yeah,
and he
got scratched last second.
That's never good. The guy that I am concerned about, I don't want to raise the red flag here. I want to be very careful with this because we don't have all the information. Key Brian Hayes got scratched the last 2 days. Lower back soreness. My man is Bo Bennett. I hope this just means he tweaked something.
Right.
I hope it doesn't mean he's dealing with the crap he's dealt with before.
Right. It's like a reoccurring situation. I'm
yes.
not going to say it's an injury, but it's something in that lower back.
And we know how it's affected him before. When he plays through it, he can't hit. And we've seen him not be able to play through it, and he winds up on the IL.
Maybe it'll have a different effect this year. Maybe he'll just be a poor defender, but he'll hit great. I mean,
he was terrible the first series defensively. That I'm not concerned. Of all the things I'm concerned about, his defense is not something I'm worried about. I went hockey there. I went defense.
Defense.
I say defense with hockey, defense with baseball and football. Is that okay?
Yeah, I feel like you're saying D-E-F-E-N-C-E with hockey.
That's how they spell it in Canada.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Canada. I'm not concerned about his defense.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, with the injuries, they're off today, so he gets three off days. If he doesn't play tomorrow against the Red Sox, my panic right now is at a 3. I think I might nudge that on up to a 7 or an 8.
Mm-hmm.
And if he winds up on IL, I mean, you have to ask questions about his long-term viability. You just do. And Jared Triolo can pick it at third. I'm not saying you replace Key Brian Hayes with Jared Triolo, but I am saying if you ain't able to play, you can't be counted on. And he's been one of their more consistent, frankly, bats this year. This always seems to get in the way. Right when you think he might turn the corner and be a guy offensively,
right,
or in hockey, offensively, Doran, something like this happens. And then you got the Marco Gonzalez injury, and you don't really have anywhere to turn if Joey Bart would have to go on IL.
Yeah, because Grandal and DeLay.
Yes. You are screwed in a way if he's actually hurt. And if someone could text in, I didn't see what the deal is, 412-928-9370. On Joey Bart, but if you put him on IL, I don't even know what the next option would be. DeLay, it sounds like it's going to be out long-term. Grandal's probably 3 weeks away, so you're going to have to play Henry Davis even more, and I think Henry Davis, he needs to take a seat.
Yes.
He's hitting like Austin Hedges, and he's got a frying pan for a mitt back there. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn about some of the Pirates' struggles coming up at 7:35. Jeff is our sports director, obviously. Coming up next, just how big of a homestand then does this become for the Pirates? What do we need to see them do here? I don't think it's too early to have that conversation. Maybe you do, and maybe that's your opinion you want to hit us with at 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My bad. Did not know what happened to Joey Bart. A lot of people have texted in. Bart got hit by a home run ball in batting practice when he was catching in the bullpen, and he could be concussed.
Wait, is that for real?
That's for real.
Oh, man. Wait, wouldn't he have a helmet on?
I would think he'd have a helmet on. This would only happen to the dang Pirates.
Yeah.
You trade for a guy, he's got some Pittsburgh connections, he's got pedigree, he was a second overall pick in 2018, he plays a handful of games for you, hits some taters, looks better than your starting catcher. You need to rest your starting catcher so that he could just unplug for a minute or two, but you can't put in the backup catcher because a 1 in 8 million thing happened to him.
Unbelievable.
It's just so Pirates. And I'm not, buddy, like, I'm not even going to, concussions are serious. I'm laughing at the situation. Give me a break. Keep Brian Hayes as their most consistent hitter right now, and he's got back soreness again. You bring in a $12.5 million pitcher in Marco Gonzalez, and his elbow hurts. You have a catcher that you think can help rest your other catcher, who you've got a ton invested in, and he can't play. Now you got one catcher because he gets hit in the head with a home run.
Unreal.
You've got O'Neill Cruz tripping over himself. You've got Connor Joe throwing the ball into the outfield grass. What happens with this team will never cease to amaze me. And maybe I just shouldn't be amazed by it anymore. I mean, you got guys getting caught in rundowns or starting rundowns between home and first base. Like, cell phones falling out of pockets.
Unreal.
This team, man, this team. But here they are at 11-8, and I don't want to see things spiral, and I don't think it's too early to start having conversations like the one we're about to have, and Jeff Hathorn's going to join us coming up in 10 minutes. You've lost, what, 2 out of 8? Or 6 out of 8 you've lost. You played a terrible baseball game yesterday, and the whole series in New York was forgettable. You've got 7 at home now. 3 against the Red Sox, 4 against the Brewers in the first divisional series you're going to play this year. I don't think it's too early to talk about, like, you got to win 4 out of 7 here. You got to take care of business at home. And more important than that, you just got to stop the bleeding, I think. Is that too much to ask?
No.
5-2, 4-3? Like, I think we're at the point with this team where we should expect them to win. And last year we saw when it spiraled, and you've brought this up a bunch, Dorm, when it spiraled, it got away from them.
Mm-hmm. There's no coming back.
Right. In that series against the Mets, it they looked like a bad baseball team. It's year 5 with Cherington. It's put up or shut up time for Derek Shelton. They've got talent. Put an end to this now. Win 4 out of these 7 games. And then I think you forget a little bit what happened in Flushing.
Yeah, I mean, you played an interview by Shelton earlier saying, talking about this off day, kind of just a reset, and they know what's ahead of them. And like you keep saying, like you said, stop the bleeding, and that's exactly the right word, stop the bleeding. They need to, and they need to figure out ways to win at home. And I don't know what the bat situation is and how, you know, those ups and downs come and those lulls do come, but you got to figure that back out real quick. And guys like Sawinski, like when is Sawinski going to get on track? When is –
Where's Brian Reynolds?
Brian Reynolds.
What are we doing? These games matter. We just saw it with the Penguins. Games in April count the same as games in September. Now, people are going to jump into my mentions and say, well, that's why you let Jared Jones go out there for the 6th and 7th inning the other night. I do get that point from people. You can make the argument that they gave one away because you had a guy that had perfect game stuff. I understand that. I happen to agree with their reasoning. We don't need to relitigate that. They have the talent where series like the one that they played against the Mets, we should crush them for stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year it felt like a year ahead of schedule, and they raised the level of their own expectations by starting out 20-8. But I don't think last year was ever supposed to be the year. It was always kind of supposed to be the year before the year. Well, this is the year. And so a bad series will happen to every team in Major League Baseball. It just is. But can you not let it spiral? And then we see that the Pirates send a pitcher down to AAA.
Gonzalez.
Well, he's out. He's... It's
oh, yeah, who did they send now?
Jose Hernandez.
Hernandez.
One of the lefties.
Yeah.
Gonzalez hurt. Jose Hernandez gets sent down. There's going to be a corresponding move. And I know Pirates fans want it to be Paul Skeens. It's not going to be Paul Skeens.
Priester.
It's going to be Quinn Priester. And, okay, fine. It was said yesterday by Jonathan Mayo, who is a big-time prospect guru. He's worked for the MLB. He's worked for a bunch of different outlets. He said he's been told 3 more starts for Paul Skeens in AAA. So help is on the way. Bide your time until then.
Yes.
Don't let this thing get out of control before you get to that point.
No doubt.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, is going to join us next. I got them all my lefties confused, Thorne. Jeff Hathorn will join us. We'll talk about the Penguins with him. Does he think Mike Sullivan's going to be gone? Who else will go? And we'll talk to him about the Buccos injuries as well. That's on the way. On the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Penguin season is over. The Pirates lose 3 straight to the Mets. Things stink. Jeff Hathorn joins us now. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hello, boys.
Jeff, I think we've got you through the magic of video. If you go on 93.7thefan.com and you click the watch live link, you can see Jeff Hathorn's smiling face right now. Jeff, did you brush your teeth? Did you do your hair?
I had to. Cal's like, hey, let's do this on video. So I'm like, ah, oh, gotta brush the teeth. Ready.
Gotta I'm get warning those you pearly whites point, out there.
At some point, the dog is going to jump up because that's typically what happens after a while. She wants a little attention. So Tui might be making an appearance on this video too.
Well, we welcome Tui to the program if and when she does. Jeff, so the Pirates lose the 3 straight. It's the first series they've lost this year. We're not pushing the panic button necessarily or anything like that, but I am a little bit concerned about Key Brian Hayes, him being scratched, him not playing the last 2 games. I'm worried about Joey Bart. What do they do at catcher? What are you hearing about those injuries?
Well, the Joey Bart injury is crazy, that he was catching in the bullpen and got hit by a batting practice ball, which is kind of nuts.
Is he not wearing a helmet?
We don't know the extent. Yeah. No, it's just bullpen catching. So we don't know the extent of that injury. Obviously, they sent Grandal on the rehab assignment, but Shelton, told Starkey the other day that was going to take – wasn't going to be anything that would be imminent, that it was going to take a little bit of time. And then with Cabrian, here's the thing with Cabrian. The back has been an issue. This isn't a one-off. This isn't a bad hotel room. This isn't, just one little thing. This is something that's been reoccurring for him. That's what makes it concerning. And, man, when Cruz went down and Joe Block was quick to point out, like, they don't have any other infielders. Like, they're kind of hosed right now because the only 2 people on their bench were outfielders.
Jeff, moving on to the Penguins. Obviously, they closed the season out last night. And, I think it bears the question to ask, should the Penguins explore moving on from Mike Sullivan?
I think it's a fair question. I don't think that's going to happen. I think, if anything, the last couple of weeks of the season probably confirmed to the Fenway Sports Group, who have already liked Mike Sullivan, that they're going to stay with him. I think this – listen, I like Todd Reirden. I think he's a good coach. You got to make a change. He's the head of your power play. and that power play wasn't just bad, it was embarrassing. So you've got to make a move there, and I think he'll be forced to make a staff move or two. And, you know, people say, oh, okay, you could flip over the roster. Well, they're still in salary cap hell. I mean, they don't have the opportunity to, and you can't, it's not the NFL. You can't just cut somebody and get rid of the money. Doesn't work that way. And many of those guys are signed for next year. The thing to me is, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it as well, you got to find a trade partner for Tristan. If you wouldn't even start him in this game, that didn't mean anything. You wouldn't give him a run. And when it was, the game was at, you know, when your season was on the line, you only gave him a sniff to try to find momentum against Boston. That was it. And it's not like he was lights out in that game. If they're going to make a major move, it'll be that. That'll free up a little cap room. And then you're going to bring up your best prospect and let Blomqvist roll. Hopefully with the backup goalie, they'll be able to help him out. And if he struggles, be able to take over.
Jeff Hathorne joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let's stick with Jari here, because I've heard people say, and we've had texts and tweets say, you're not going to find anybody that wants Tristan Jari. Man, after last offseason, all the bad contracts that Dubas got off the books in order to bring in Carlson, I think anything is possible. And I think a goaltender that's 29 years old, that has been an all-star a couple of times, is going to be an upgrade for somebody. If they want to trade Jari, I think they absolutely can trade Jari.
Yeah, I think they can. Maybe for the most ideal trade, you pick up a little salary. Maybe that happens to get him off the books. But yeah, I think there will be interest in him. And, you know, this is where teams use their sources and they get something out there that says, well, you know, he had a personality conflict with this coach they got rid of, or there was an issue with this, where so try to make it that it wasn't about his performance. It was about some other issue with the team that wouldn't bring relevance to when we trade for him. And that, hey, look at these numbers in the first half of the season, and maybe he dealt with some whatever it was, injury. I mean, things are going to be thrown out there, but I do think that will be a move that they will look at. Whether they'll be able to complete it, we'll see. But, man, if they haven't officially moved on from Jari, the last 3 weeks tell you they've moved on from Tristan Jari.
Jeff, we'll talk to you two more times before the NFL draft. We'll talk to you on Tuesday, and we'll talk to you next Thursday, the day of the first round. As we sit here right now, if, let's say, okay, we got a week away, will the Steelers acquire, trade, or sign a wide receiver in the next week?
I would say no, not in the next week, because I think after the draft, then you'll see teams that all of a sudden may have drafted a receiver where it was a surprise and the cost might go down. I think you'll see it after it. I think it's a possibility, but I think your best price will be after, because of how these other receivers fall. And who knows, they may have a receiver fall to them at two and may feel like, okay, with whomever it is, and George and Quez and Van, that their group is good enough for this year.
So let's stick with that here for a moment, Jeff, because we're going to get into this coming up in the next hour. But in Jerry Dulac's chat, he said the Steelers basically view the only hole on their roster at center. Like, they feel like they can get by if Dan Moore Jr. is their left tackle. They feel like they can get by at corner. They feel like they can get by at wide receiver. I don't see that at all. I might think that center is the most pressing need, but all those other spots, to me, are holes. Just because you have guys that can play there doesn't mean you want those guys to have to play there.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yes. And center, I mean, you got Herbig. Herbig can play center. And Spencer Anderson is a guy that can be an emergency center as it sits right now. They're going to get a center. We'll see where, but they are going to get a center. But yeah, I think they have hole at wide receiver. I think they have a need for another cornerback. They need more defensive line depth. Can you look at the depth now? But what is Leal? Like, I don't even know if Leal couldn't even get a helmet last year. Right. I don't even know if he's a part of their plan. So, yeah, they have need for depth in many other areas. And you mentioned tackle, obviously. And, you know, the more and more you go through it, the more you think about, okay, what's a position where you could save a lot of money in that fifth year? Like, where's somebody would be nice to have some cost savings that would be really tough to get at free agency? Boy, tackle is one.
Jeff, what do you got up on the website, buddy?
Yeah, we've got a lot about the Penguins and Pirates, obviously. And there's a draft story that's going to be going up today, looking at the visits, all the visits that happened. Which one do you want selected? Since normally those players make a visit to Pittsburgh, and we're going to have you vote on which one you think, what position you think. So that'll be going up this afternoon on 93.7thefan.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the time. No cameo from the dog.
No. She did for a little bit, and then she took off. Yeah. So I don't know if it was something you said or she saw your West Virginia hat and then went running away.
Yeah, she saw his face.
Oh, get the – bye, Jeff. Thank you.
Bye, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
I opened myself up for that one from both of you. Coming up next, there's something that they're doing in the NBA that makes so much sense for the NHL to do. And because it makes sense, they're probably not going to do it. We'll tell you what that is coming up next before we get into the NFL draft at 8.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years into South Hills. In 10 minutes, one Steelers insider tells us how the Steelers view their holes. But right now, NBA playoff tournament, play-in tournament last night, compelling stuff, man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you got two good franchises battling back and forth in the Miami Heat. They've won recent championships. They're obviously taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. They in the process, great players on both sides. And I'm guessing that the TV numbers for a game like that are going to pop. We see on the Western side, Golden State Warriors are playing for all the marbles to fight their way into the playoffs. They lose. End of an era, end of a dynasty, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure those numbers were huge from a rating standpoint. The NHL should absolutely do the same thing. I used to care about fairness. Back in the day, back in 2013, Pirates wild card game against the Reds is one of all of our all-time favorite sports memories. I said at the time it should never have happened, though. The Pirates were the number one wild card. That was the first year of the stupid play-in game. You're talking about a 162-game season, and you're going to boil it down to the smallest of small sample sizes? I always thought that was dumb. But then I realized when it wasn't the Pirates, I loved it.
Yeah.
You need to grow the game. You need more money. You want salaries to rise. You want salary caps to go up. All these things are tied in. Gate revenues, blah, blah, blah. Give it to us. If there would be a play-in this year in the NHL, Dorn, in the Eastern Conference, I mean, sign me up. This would be awesome. What happens is 7 and 8 will play. The 7 seed and the 8 seed will play. The winner gets into the playoffs. And then what? You got the 9 and the 10 they'll play. The winner of that game plays the loser of the first game. Mm-hmm. And then that team will make the playoffs. This year, the 7 seed was Washington. The 8 seed by points, what am I looking at here? Would have been, so you would add Washington, the Red Wings, Penguins, and Flyers. I think I did this wrong. And now I'm mad at myself because now I have to do it on the fly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The 8th team would have been Washington. The 9th team would have been the Red Wings. And then you've got the Penguins playing the Flyers in a game. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know why anybody would be against this. The argument, I guess, would be down the stretch, all these games that seem to matter would, I guess, matter a little bit less.
Right.
But they still would matter to get into playoff positioning, to get into this play-in tournament positioning.
But, like, yeah, and then that game would matter so much more than those games that do matter, even though you think that they don't matter as much. The one game that you have, that one game, can you bring it that one game to get yourself in? I'm all for that.
Flyers, Penguins, and the loser is out?
Like, come on.
Come on. And then the winner, you got to play either the Capitals or the Red Wings to get in.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have two must-win games if you were the Penguins this year, one of them against a desperately hated rival, and the other one could have been. You could have had Penguins, Flyers, and then Penguins, Capitals to get into the playoffs. The league should do this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This should be done. The NBA, I think, gets credit for being the most forward-thinking league right now.
They have the in-season tournament, too.
Which I also like.
Yeah.
And I know that people are kind of on that because, well, you're playing for the real trophy at the end of the year. More trophies to me is not a bad thing. You know, it doesn't carry the same weight, but in Europe they do it. I just think this is a good idea. The wild card series in Major League Baseball, they've altered it. It's not just a one-game deal after 162 games. I get it from a fairness standpoint, but fairness, Doran. Like, fairness doesn't matter to me here. Like, Washington, people would say, oh, it's unfair to Washington because they did make the playoffs. They would have in a previous structure. So what?
Mm-hmm.
So what? They had a negative 37 goal differential.
How many points away were they from, like, the Penguins? Like, it's not like they were significantly – not like they were – what, the Rangers or the Hurricanes?
Exactly right.
Right.
Exactly right. The margin for error. Exactly. It does. Who cares? Who cares? Oh, God, it's not fair to the Capitals. They had a minus 37 goal differential. They stink. I don't think the Islanders are very good. I don't think that the Red Wings are very good. I don't think the Flyers are good. I don't think the Penguins we saw over the course of 82 games are all that good. So take all those mediocre teams and make a made-for-TV event. And it would draw a whole bunch of eyeballs, even from casual fans, I think, Doran. I watched that Heat and Sixers game, at least the first half of it last night. I'm not the biggest NBA fan in the world, but there's stakes associated with it. It's great for television. It's great, then, for the league. And all these teams, you throw a blanket over them, and you start smacking that blanket with a hammer. Any team you beat over the head deserves it. None of these teams are good.
Mm-hmm.
So make it a win-your-way-in kind of deal. I would love that. Would love that. You would have casual eyeballs. You would have hardcore eyeballs. Everyone would be into it. And that the NHL hasn't already adopted this, I think, is lame. You want the salary cap to go up? This would be good for the TV deals. Players would get paid more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the sport. So do it. But because it is good for the sport, I would imagine they probably won't do it.
Right.
Up next, a Steelers insider says the team only views itself as having one major hole on the roster heading into the draft. We react when we come back. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, high 72, partly cloudy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.